بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, elders, beloved brothers, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif that I have recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Taala addresses the Sahaba. They were the initial recipients of the Quran Sharif, and together with Sahaba, the entire Ummah till the day of Qiyamah. So, Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Taala mentions that wala nabluwannakum, that most certainly we are going to test you. We have come into the world to be tested. Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal hayat liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah has created death, Allah has created life, and the purpose of this is to test you which of you are best of in actions. So our purpose of creation, Allah Ta'ala has brought us into the world, Allah Ta'ala is going to test us. Now Ya Allah Ta'ala very briefly mentions that what are we going to test you in? So Allah Ta'ala says bishay'im, just a very, very little. The word shay is used to explain that we're going to test you very little. And on this word shay, Allah has brought the letter ba before it, bishay'in. That means of that little also, very little, that we're going to put insan through a test. Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his tafsir, he has written, he said that Allah Ta'ala has already explained to us that in what we are going to test you. Because a student that is writing an examination, if he knows what he's going to be tested about, then that test becomes very easy. So Ya Allah Ta'ala has told us, I'm going to test you in certain things. So that test now will become very, very easy for a person. And secondly, what is the need for Allah Ta'ala to test us? Normally, a person is tested to see what's his capability, what is his potential. But Allah Ta'ala, innahu alimun bidhati sudur, he knows what goes through the heart of a person also. So there's no need for Allah Ta'ala to test anyone. So the objective and the reason why Allah Ta'ala wants to test us is to show the ummah that look at my beloved, look at my lover, that when I test him, see how he fares and how happy he is with my decision. We are taught one dua in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma ja'alni sabura. Allah, make me excessively patient. When a difficulty comes upon me, when a hardship comes upon me, then grant me a lot of sabr at that time. Waj'alni shakura. And Allah, grant me a lot of gratitude. That if somebody has to praise me and he says, MashaAllah, you're a very successful businessman. So shakur, immediately we attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. Nothing from my side. Allah Ta'ala's favor upon me. Somebody says, Mawlana, you gave a very good bayan. Immediately we attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. Nothing from my side. Allah Ta'ala has given it to me. Somebody is a very good computer IT. So somebody praises him. Immediately he takes it to Allah Ta'ala. So waj'alni shakura. Waj'alni fi aini saghira. In my eyes, Allah, make me small. Let me be humble at all times. Our gaze should be on our faults, not on the faults of other people. That in my eyes, let me be small. وَفِي أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ كَبِيرًا. But in the eyes of people, let me be big. Let me be great. This is particularly for the ulama, those that are addressing people from the members, that are imparting knowledge of deen. If people do not respect them, they don't hold them in high regard, they won't benefit from them. So, Nabi alayhi salam has taught us a beautiful dua. Allahumma ij'alni sabura, waj'alni shakura, wa fi ayni saghira, wa fi a'yunin nasi kabira. So nevertheless, so Allah Ta'ala is going to test us very, very little. What is the test going to be about? So Allah Ta'ala mentions, min al khawf, a little bit of fear we're going to put you through. Allah Ma'alusi rahmatullahi alayhi has written, al muradu bil khawf, khawful adu, that you will fear the enemy many a times. Allah Ta'ala mentions for the Anbiya alayhi salam, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا مِّنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. For every Nabi that Allah sent in the world, there was an enemy from the criminals. Every Nabi had an enemy. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that the ulama, they are the inheritors of the Anbiya. So they will also have enemies. And he says, those that have enemies, they are ala minhajin nabuwah. They are on the path of nubuwat. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were also tested. And Nabi alayhi salam was Sayyidul Anbiya. So his test was the highest. He said, Udhitu fillah ma lam yu'dha ahad. I've been given so much of difficulty, so much of inconvenience in the path of Allah Ta'ala, which nobody experienced. And then came the Sahaba. So much of test. Wazulzilu zilzalan shadida. Certain occasions, certain battles. Sahaba were severely shaken up. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ The hearts reach the mouth. When a person is filled with fear, he says, my heart is in my mouth now. At that time, what did they say? حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best of guardians for us. Allah is the best of protecting friends for us. So the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they are tested because later on, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala exposes them to the people, people are running behind them, Hazrat, Sheikh, giving them big titles. So when they went through test in their lives, now at that time, they will remain humble and their heart will be connected to Allah Ta'ala. But this doesn't exist for Anbiya alayhimus salam. They are masoom. So for Anbiya alayhimus salam, Allah Ta'ala elevates their rank higher and higher. So this is one test. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ Little bit of fear, we will put you through. وَالْجُوعِ A little bit of hunger. What is happening in various parts of the world. Somewhere there's drought, somewhere there's war, there's no food. So this is also a test from the side of Allah Ta'ala. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ And decrease in wealth, where the turnover is going to drop, like what we see now in this lockdown period. Very few people could even go out and open their shops or go out and work. So Allah Ta'ala is going to test us. This was a test from the side of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala's system of risk and sustenance is so perfect, that when the people in Syria, the professionals and the wealthy and everything was gone, and Allah Ta'ala made it such that the zakat of the whole world was now channeled over there. When it was in Rohingya, all the zakat was channeled to Rohingya. And when it was locked down in our country, then people that were living in the townships, in the locations that couldn't go out and work, Allah kept their sustenance in our wealth. And not only did Allah Ta'ala keep it in our wealth, but with our cars and our petrol, we bought the goods and went to their homes and delivered it there also. This is Allah's perfect system. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ One brother explained a little bit of the topic, but he explained, he says that before, when the lockdown just came into effect, he says, I call all my staff, very big businessmen. And he says, I told them that I have a very huge debt. He was in debt of about 10 million rand. So he told them, listen, it's no fault of yours. This is government regulation. Whatever you need, lights, water, rental, food, that amount of money you take from me. And when you come back, when business starts flourishing again, I'll give you the remainder. So Allah knows what dua must have come out from some employee's heart. And he opened business after lockdown. He says, Allah Ta'ala gave me so much of barakah, so much of barakah. In a matter of few months, 8 million rand, my debt was paid. All my accounts became current. So when we take somebody's dua, then we go very far in life also. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ And Allah Ta'ala will take away our beloveds. Some family member Allah Ta'ala will take away. And this is also the system of Allah Ta'ala. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ And fruit. Here it refers to the orchards. It refers to the farms. Where the orchard, the farm does not produce like before. And some Mufassirin have mentioned, it refers to your children. Your children are your fruit. But majority have gone that it refers to the orchard and the farms. So there will be decrease in the crops, there will be decrease in the fruit. So these are the tests. Allah Ta'ala says, we will put you through tests in these things. And then He says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ That glad tidings to those people that make sabr. Today if somebody lost a family member, or somebody's business goes down, and we say, Mubarak to you, that you lost your business. Mubarak to you, you lost your family member. How angry the person will get. People say, what a thing to say. But Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful of those that can show mercy to anyone. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He is the mercy unto mankind. So Arhamur Rahimeen is instructing Rahmatul Lil Alameen. That you say Mubarak Badi, you give glad tidings to those people that make sabr at the time of difficulty. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So your ulama have mentioned that this indicates that the difficulties that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, the problems that a person will go through in life, this is a ni'mat of Allah. We look at it as a big problem. I'm in difficulty. I've lost my family members. But this is actually a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. How? Understand it from a simple example. A person, he is riding a motorbike. That is only means of conveyance. So one day he went somewhere and his motorbike got stolen. So when Allah Ta'ala tested him, Allah Ta'ala took his motorbike away. And later Allah won't give him a motorbike again. Now he'll give him a Mercedes Benz. Now he'll be driving a car. A person has got a small little cafe. He's earning his livelihood there. And then the landlord comes and gives him notice. He says, I need the building. I'm now putting up a shopping mall over here. So he got notice, he has to leave. That was his livelihood. When Allah Ta'ala will take that away, later he won't get a cafe, he'll now get a supermarket. So this is a ni'mat of Allah. When the difficulty comes, later on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives much more. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So Allah Ta'ala here gives glad tidings. Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, to make sabr on this difficulty, he says it is fard, it is compulsory. Just as it is fard, it is compulsory to perform salah, to give our zakat if we have the wealth, to fast in the month of Ramadan is fard. He says when he goes through difficulty to make sabr, that is also fard upon a person. Many a time we think certain person, very pious person, how come he is crying in that difficulty of his, in that hardship of his, how come he is crying? So that is again sunnah. So Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that is actual sunnah. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's son, Hazrat Ibrahim, had passed away, he started crying. So when he started crying, Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is this crying? So he said, this is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. This is the mercy of Allah. And then he said, وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ فِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. That on our separation from you, O Ibrahim, we are grieved. So Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah says, when a person goes through this difficulty, he may cry also. A person may say a few words also. But his heart must be at ease that this is the decision of Allah. I'm happy with whatever is the decision of Allah Ta'ala. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So this is one type of sabr. Where a person, he goes through difficulty, he makes sabr. Another type of sabr is a person obeys every command of Allah Ta'ala. And the third is الصَّبْرُ عَنِ الْمَعْسِيَةِ. That a person, he stays away from the disobedience of Allah. That is also sabr. Now these people that are patient, Allah Ta'ala says, what is their quality? Alladina إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When a difficulty has to afflict them, what is their attitude? How do they behave? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, Allah, verily we belong to you. We belong to you. And we are going to return to you as well. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that this إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When a person goes through difficulty, he should recite this. In the ladghi shawka, that when a person, a thorn has to prick him, which is a small thing, little prick. At that time also read, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa in the last il ba'uda, at the time when a mosquito has to bite him. So at that time also read, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa in the infita' il misbah, when there's load shedding, lights are gone. At that time, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. No need to get angry with ESCOM and whatever, they're still going to do what they have to do. Wa in the inqita'i shas'i, a person when his shoelace will break. So at that time also, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Ya Nabi al-Islam mentioned four things. And he said, kullu ma yu'dhil mu'min fahuwa musibatun lahu wa ajrun. He gave a broad principle. That everything that will cause harm to a mu'min, that causes inconvenience to a mu'min, then this is a musibat. And for this he's going to get reward. So anything that is an inconvenience to you, then on that read, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is a speciality of this ummah. This inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un was not given to any previous ummah. It was only given to this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if this was given to any previous ummah, then it would have been given to Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. When he lost his son, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. So at that time, he wouldn't have said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. Oh my grief upon Yusuf. He would have said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So when Allah Ta'ala takes away the beloved of a person, many people have lost their beloved ones at this time. So a person should have recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi explained this. He gave an example. He said that a person has got a cupboard. And on this cupboard, or in this cupboard, there are two shelves, the top shelf and the bottom shelf. So he said on the bottom shelf, there are 12 glasses that are kept there. So one day, the owner, he calls an employee and he says, take two glasses from the bottom. After 2 years, he tells him, take two glasses from the bottom and put it on the top. So the employee says, boss, why you want to do this? Why do you want to move the two glasses to the top? The 10 glasses that are still in the bottom, they're going to be grieved by the separation with these two glasses, of these two glasses. So he says, the cupboard is mine, the glasses are also mine, and you're also working for me. So you do what I tell you to do. So he says, fine, I'll do what you tell me to do. But what's the reason behind this? So he says, eventually all these glasses that are in the bottom, they're all going to move to the top. And no glass is going to remain on the bottom. So Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that for our understanding, for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also, so to say, for our understanding, there are two shelves. One is above the heaven, one is below the heaven. He says, all the people that are below the heaven, one by one, they're all going to move. And we're all going to be moved to the top shelf now. We're all going to return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, inna lillah, we belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and we're going to return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. On one occasion, Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he had gone for Umrah. So, when he reached Makkah Sharif, he had just performed Umrah. And then his son phoned and he said that Hazrat, that my mother is very ill. But she has given permission that you can perform Umrah and stay as long as you want. So he said, one is the law of Shariat, that if your wife needs you, you must go and serve her. But he says, one is the affection that is in the heart. So he says, at that time, he turned to Allah Ta'ala and he had two companions that were with him. He said, go and see if we can get a ticket, a return ticket immediately to Pakistan. So they went to Saudi Airlines. So he says, in Makkah Sharif, in Saudi Airlines, by the time you get to the counter, he says it takes sometimes an hour and a half. But the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they have ta'alluq, and that's what we all need in our lives. We need Allah Ta'ala. If we have Allah, all our problems are solved. So within 2 to 3 minutes, they got to the counter also. And then they didn't have any place on the Saudi Airlines. So while they were there, there was a cancellation of 3 tickets. 3 people cancelled. So he said, there's the tickets. And the boarding pass you get in Jeddah, they gave them the boarding pass in Makkah Sharif. So from there, where did he go? He went straight to Madinah Sharif. They finished Umrah, so they took a taxi and went to Madinah Sharif. In Madinah Sharif, not one salah they performed. They made salat and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from there to Jeddah airport, and they went to Pakistan. So that explained, he says, at one occasion, I was grieved. Because the person, he goes through grief on separation from one's family. He says that I was grieved. And I said, hey, Burhi, tum mujhe chhod kar kahan chali gayi? That, oh, old lady, you left me and you went away. Where did you go? So he says, on that, I immediately held my tongue. I said, wallah, it's your decision. Wallah, it's your decision. And there couldn't have been a better time than this time. So when you took away, I am now happy with you. Hazrat Mirza Mazhar-e Jana Rahmatullahi, just before he passed away, a few days, he wrote in his book, Log kehte hai ke Mazhar mar gaya. Log kehte hai ke Mazhar mar gaya. People are saying Mazhar has passed away. This was to console his children. But he says, Dar haqeeqat Mazhar gar gaya. In reality, Mazhar has gone home. Because we all have to leave this dunya and we have to reach home. And that person, when he goes into the qabr, ulama have written, Allah Ta'ala gives them a body superior to the body of dunya. And when they're in the qabr for the mu'mineen, they are in illiyin, that is a place in the seventh heaven, where they're enjoying the comforts. And for the kuffar, the insijin, that's a place below the seven earths, a place of adab. So the mu'min is enjoying. The windows of Jannah are open and the fragrance is coming in. And for the kafir, the doors of Jahannam are open. A mu'min, irrespective of what is his condition, Nabi alayhi salam is brought before him. And whoever has passed away in his family, grandfather, nana, dada, whoever has passed away before him, all of them come, they meet that person. So in reality, he is happy. He is in a much better place. But Allah's system, we are crying in this dunya. We are crying in this dunya. But this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Ta'ala says that any person that makes sabr, he reads, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then he says, 3 things we promise such a person. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah. That upon them is salawat. Salawat normally refers to namaz and dua. Here it refers to rahmat-e-khassa, the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala. that the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala they will enjoy. Ulaika alayhim salawatum mir rabbihim, and not through any malaika this mercy. Mir rabbihim, directly from Allah Ta'ala. So that is the first bounty. And the second bounty, wa rahmah. This is a general mercy which everyone enjoys. So they will enjoy the general mercy of Allah Ta'ala as well. So this is the second bounty, the special mercy and the general mercy. And the third thing, wa ulaika humul muhtadun. These people will be rightly guided. There are two parts to hidayat. One is ira'atul tariq, to show somebody the way to your destination. And one is isal ilal matlub, that a person reaches his destination. So in this, both parts have been included. That you, those that will make sabr, they will read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They will be shown the way to Allah Ta'ala. And they will be made to reach Allah Ta'ala. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. They will be rightly guided. Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and all of us the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.